بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا يتخذ المؤمنون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين، ومن يفعل ذلك فليس من الله في شيء إلا أن تتقوا منهم تقى، ويحذركم الله نفسه، وإلى الله المصير. In the previous ayat, by and large, Allah explained the kufr, the evil beliefs of the Christians, and about 83 ayats are devoted to this, and in between also Allah mentioned about the Jews, their kufr, their disbelief. Now when that is the case, then consequently this is the great mercy of Allah Ta'ala, that He warns the believers that they must not befriend the kuffar. Unfortunately, this is a major area in which Muslims are faltering, that we make the kuffar non-believers our friends. So that is not permissible at all, that we make them our bosom and hearty friends. And this is not only for kufr, that is the height of it. But whoever is disobedient of Allah, who breaks the laws of Allah, we must be very careful of what friendship we keep and with who we associate. This is a great weakness also that we have. We don't make the difference of who we should keep friendship with. Like that, we normally will tell even our children that certain other children have got bad habits, don't make friends with them. But we ourselves are befriending those people who openly break the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Not only that they commit guna, but that they break the laws of Allah. For example, encouraging our girls to go to university, where everyone sees that these poor girls, how many of them get involved in haram relationships, resulting in abortions. And then after that comes the suicide, and then the drug and alcohol to try and overcome. But yet we keep friends with those people. We don't differentiate. People who are encouraging on the Abrahamic Accord that all religions are same, and that it's not Islam only that can give you salvation. Such a big haram acts, and we still keep friends with those people. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala in His great mercy gives us this advice, just like parents will tell the children, don't keep friends with those boys, with those girls. They got very bad habits. They swear all the time. They lie. They steal. They are fighting, etc. So don't keep friends with them. Like that, Allah Ta'ala gives advice to the believers. لا يتخذ المؤمنون الكافرين أولياء من دون الله. نہ بنائے مسلمان کافروں کو دوست مسلمانوں کو چھوڑ کر. The believers must never ever take the kuffar as their friends besides the believers. That means have your friends only who are the true believers. In fact, Allah's command is clear that kunu ma'as-sadiqin, that be firmly, attach yourself strongly and all the time with the righteous and the pious. But unfortunately, we find that we don't want to mix with the pious. But with the sinners, there we find ourselves to be very comfortable. People who break the laws of Allah, people who are engaged, for example, in sports, in other activities, haram activities, we find it easy and we find it comfortable to be amongst them. But to be amongst the righteous and the pious, this is a punishment of Allah. There then we don't find that peace and comfort. We don't want to mix with them, etc. So Allah Ta'ala says, don't take these non-believers, the kuffar, don't make them your friends. Yeah, according in Shariat, our Shariat is so complete, so perfect. There are four levels of contact with non-believers. The one is known, which is extracted from the Quran Sharif and Hadith, and which the ulama have explained in detail. One is what is called Muwalat, that is hearty friendship. From the heart you make friendship. That is totally haram with the non-Muslims. At any time to have a hearty relationship and from the heart to make a non-Muslim one's friend, that is totally haram. Secondly is what is known as Muwasat. That is, when even the kuffar are in difficulty, for example, there are floods, there are droughts, to help them out, this is fully permissible. To help the Muslims, to help the non-Muslims. At such times, even animals we must help. If an animal is also in difficulty, help that animal also. And alhamdulillah, in our recent times, we see Muslims have been doing this. Whether it was when the floods came to the Natal area, or the riots came there, or the floods in Pakistan, then all Muslims were helping all. That is muwasat. Then there is mudarat. Mudarat is when you want somebody to make somebody closer to Islam. And then you show him some outward kindness. He's a non-believer or he's a sinner. But you want him to come close to deen and you show him some kindness. You give him some gifts also, but no hearty friendship, just outwardly. In order to attract him, make him come closer. That is also permissible. Then there is mu'amalat, that is business and financial dealings, etc. That Islam is fully permitted. We deal and do business with the Jews and the Christians. We need a plumber in the house. We need an electrician who are non-believers to have that work and interact with them. Or we work somewhere and we do the work of a Christian or of a Jew. We are carpenters, for example. We are business people. We deal with them. We sell to them. That is fully permissible. So this Islam has shown everything very clearly. Then also we must understand that there are certain types of gunas of certain people which must be concealed. And when we conceal and hide that gunas, one of the many great rewards is Allah will cover our gunas. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah won't expose us but our gunas. When we cover the gunas of other people. Then there are certain gunas that we should condone. That is, it is a guna, but we allow it sort of. And that is, like if somebody is working in a bank, insurance company, where his income is only interest, which is totally haram, but his iman is not of that level that he can give up that job and say, Allah will provide for me. So there the fuqaha, the muftis give the fatwa that he can carry on working there, condone it, but immediately he must start looking for another job. And as soon as he finds another job, then he must give up this haram income of his. That is condoning. Then there are certain gunas of certain people that have to be condemned, that they are doing wrong. The people will be misled. People will see that person is making guna and he's got like a leadership position. And people will think, like for example, somebody appears on TV and is having a panel discussion with women and there is no parda. Those gunas have to be condemned. Otherwise the people will think that if the top ulama are also mixing with women freely, so it is permissible in Islam. Or at least they will think it's not such a serious guna. It may be just something small. That's why these big ulama also sitting and talking with women. Those gunas have to be openly condemned. Then there are certain gunas which have to be exposed. And certain people that have to be exposed. What type of gunas they make to save the ummah. And that people don't get the wrong impression. Those gunas have to be exposed. Like the Quran Sharif, one place exposed a kafir. And he is the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Lahab. Tabbat yada Abi Lahab. In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala exposed him also and condemned him. And together with him, his wife also. وَمْرَأَتُهُ His wife also. Other places, Allah has also condemned munafiqeen, but hasn't taken their names. Allah left it to the mufassireen who will identify them and say who they are. But Abu Lahab, who's the uncle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his gunas were so terrible that him also, the sinner also and the son, Both Allah Ta'ala condemned, Allah exposed them. So we have to understand our deen is a complete deen. When we don't understand this, then if somebody informs the people of the gunas, of even if it is big ulama, if they are making gunas, they are appearing on YouTube, on TV, they are having panel discussions with the fair mahram woman, open face they are sitting and talking, eyes are meeting one another, etc. This is totally, then in that case, it is farad for the ulama, by haq, to condemn these people and expose them so that the ummah doesn't fall in those gunas also. So this is not only in this one ayat, but very many places in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala has explained this lesson. So yeah, there is more detail we will carry on. Allah says, لا يتخذ المؤمنون الكافرين أولياء. The mu'mineen, the believers, must never ever take the kafirs as their friends, min dunil mu'mineen. They don't make friendship with the Muslims, but they make friendship with the kuffar. We all must be very careful. Our children, whether it is at schools, our children at school are making a lot of friendship with the non-believers. And especially when they go to the Christian missionary schools, there they become so close with those. And those girls and boys in those missionary schools, their objective is to make our children also Christian. And many such cases are reported where they make the effort. The teachers and the principals also of those missionary schools, they try their utmost to make the believer, to make our children also Christians. So, or even any other school, the government schools also, that we friendship with the non-believer, there our children become very influenced. So that is not allowed at all in Islam. And it is also our duty that where you can fall in a guna, you must stay away from that place. So at the schools, etc., where people, where our children are falling into big, big guna, it is a religious duty of ours that we stay away from those places and keep our children also away from those places. So so we must not take them as friends. And that is not only the kuffar as mentioned, but also those people who are involved in sin. The more bigger the sin, the kuffar is the biggest sin. And then the other sins also, which are less than kuffar, but which the more bigger the sin, the more we must stay away from those people. And the opposite is what we must do, keep friendship with who are good children, with children who are making their namaz, children who got good habits, they don't swear, they don't steal, they don't fight, etc. Our children, we must encourage them to keep friends with such children. And generally for us, with the righteous and the pious, which is a clear command of the Quran and Hadith, we must keep company with them and not with the wrongdoers. Even if they are Muslims, they haven't gone out of the fold of Islam, but they are involved in guna, we must keep away from them. So Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahmatullah alayh, one of the great four Imams, what a great Imam. Another great alim of his caliber, who was in his circle, Rawandi, he was used to keep friends with the Shias, the Ithna Ashariya, and also with the atheists. So Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal used to warn him, don't keep friends with these people. He said, no, I just little bit outward friend and I want to know what they believe and that. Consequently, the time came when he became a murtad. Being an alim of the caliber of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, but just by keeping friendship with the non-believers, he became a murtad and he gave up Islam. So it's a very dangerous thing, whether it's at schools, at the workplace, our girls, our boys at work, they have a lot of friendship with the non-believers. Just outwardly some friendship, that is permitted. But from the heart to have this friendship with them, that is not permitted at all. May Allah give us the understanding of our deen, and may Allah give us the tawfiq to practice. Subhanallah.